Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 100, and I'm your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete, master metabolic trainer, Amazon best-selling author, certified trainer, and I've also helped men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond get in the best shape of their lives through workouts, nutrition, mindset, recovery, sleep strategies, coaching, and everything you need to burn fat, to build muscle, to increase testosterone, to balance hormones, and to lead a healthy, healthy life into your next 40 years, and doing it, being in the best shape of your life through my Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. But this is the Over 40 Alpha Podcast, and everything on this podcast is dedicated to you, the man who is put on this earth to provide, protect, to procreate. Today is the 100th episode of the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. I promised myself in 2023 that I'm gonna put out 4 a month, right? 4 a month, really become more consistent with these podcasts. So that's it. You know, we have to set goals. We have to take action with those goals, and that's what we're doing right now. But it's the 100th episode. I'm proud to get 100 under my belt, although I wanted to get 100 last year. So, you know, that was a failed goal, but we had a lot of other things going on. But I thought for this episode, I wanted to talk about core training, because this seems like it's one of those things that has been put in the back burner. Not saying that it's been forgotten, but definitely not something that trainers, coaches, you know, the internet, social media is really pushing or talking a lot about. And it's the most important thing. I think it's one of the, it's like the foundation, specifically as we get older. Because as we get older, we suffer from, you know, lower back. We suffer from, you know, being weak, not being able to rotate without having pain, you know, anti-rotation issues, building strength, etc. And the way our lives are now, you know, versus what they were like when we were younger, when we were active, when we were, you know, doing a lot of things on a daily basis, not in front of our computer or on our phones, you know, we're a lot weaker. And I mean, we're already getting weaker if we're not doing something as we get older, from suffering from, you know, loss of muscle due to aging. And so, you know, if we want to, you know, get up every day without any, you know, nagging pains, if we want to get stronger in the gym, if we want to go back and play the sports or activities that we love to do, you know, that's so frustrating, going back and playing like hockey or basketball or soccer or baseball, and seeing all the other guys who are about your age, but, you know, you have no power, you know, when you're throwing the ball, or even golf, you know, when you're golfing, you're not teeing off and hitting that ball as far as you used to, because you're not getting that rotational power. You don't know how to, you don't have that anti-rotation of that core strength. You don't have, you know, that mobility. And so it is so important that as we get older, that we include core training. And so today I want to talk about that, you know, being a certified core conditioning specialist, being someone who's actually created core training programs first for fighters, then realizing that it obviously ports over to the regular fitness enthusiast, And then, you know, my body weight core challenge for anybody, but, you know, it was promoted for men over 40. Core training is more than just abs. I mean, sorry, more than just planks, right? People always think, oh, yeah, I can do some planks. But it is definitely overlooked, right? It's definitely overlooked. Like, when I created this program, training your core was huge, you know? And specifically if you're an athlete, it's not even a question. Like, it can make or break. It's so great to see that my son is in Thailand right now training. Big up to Cassian Roberts, Funk Jr. Big up to Bang Tao. Big up to Sit Chow Po. He's training Muay Thai in Thailand. And it is so amazing to see how he's adopting all of the things that I wish I did when I was his age, when I was a professional athlete. I wish I did all the stuff that he's doing now, you know, as he's training, you know, warming up before, which I never did, like real warm up outside of sports specific warm up. That's what I'm talking about. You know, stretching after, which I never did, you know, full stretches, recovery days, doing a lot of mobility stuff. Because he respects that prehab, right? Preventative rehab. Core, he does a lot of strength and conditioning. So outside of the training, he does a lot of strength and conditioning. He actually just uses my app. He downloads the Funk Fitness Shred app. Literally, he's using Alpha Prime Phase 33, I think he is. I think he's using Alpha Prime Phase 33. Those workouts out there in Thailand, it's killing them. He said, they're killing me, Dad, but they're awesome. So you can, if you don't have the Funk Fitness Shred app, download it at Apple or Google Play, man. It's an incredible app. Like, absolutely, it has everything. I don't know if I'll be able to see it if I show it to this camera here, but man, you just download the app. It's free for 14 days, and I'm talking about all my programs are follow-along programs, right? They're all follow-along. So whether you go by your specialty programs, go by the workout program category that you're looking for. Is it abs? Is it female fitness? Is it kettlebells? Is it warm-ups, recovery, muscle building, body weight? You know, is it I have monthly challenges. I got 12 months of challenges, 28-day challenges here. So much, man. And then obviously I've got premium programs, which are my better premium programs. And of course, if you're in my membership and you're already part of the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood or the Kettlebell Spartan Academy, then you guys get this absolutely free to access for the Brotherhood. So again, if you're, you know, so download it. And if you're a guy in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, join the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. It's $1 for first 30 days. I promise you, I'm going to help you lose 7 to 20 pounds. Follow along workouts specifically designed for you. Nutrition plan, easy to follow with, that's created to help you naturally increase your testosterone levels, to help you burn fat, burn belly fat, increase metabolism, to help you improve your overall health by eating the right foods and staying away from the foods that are killing you, balancing your hormones, right? We have sleep strategies, mobility routines so you don't get injured. Support with our Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. In fact, this is this month's Brotherhood shirt, the Strength Club, which is what we're all about. After every workout, give me some knucks. You guys probably know that from the YouTube workouts. We have our hangouts every Friday. I answer all of your questions. I mean, listen, if you're, and there's 3 years of programming. Did you hear that? 3 years of programming, which means, you know what that means when I say there's 3 years of programming? That means that for 3 years, you never have to think of one workout again. All you do is press play and I'm there with you, and it's all programmed properly. Everything you need. It's like, it's so crazy how I think I talked about this and with that, with my podcast, with the Muscle Talk podcast. It's like, when you know that you have somebody who proven, like I've helped thousands and thousands of guys in this program. I've had like life-changing results, both physically, both with their health, both physically and with their health, mentally, getting rid of, you know, the prescription drugs. Sorry, guys, if you're listening to this right now, I'm just cleaning my glasses, which I made just worse. Nothing worse than freaking glasses. There's nothing worse than glasses. Glasses suck. Period. They suck. Specifically when you're sitting here trying to do a podcast and it's impossible to keep them clean. Brutal. Anyways, I'm gonna fumble through this. I may even not wear glasses. But we'll see. So, listen, man. For $1, like, let me prove you wrong. I want you to prove me wrong. For $1, I'm going to help you lose 7 to 20 pounds. Well, it depends. If you're coming in and you only have to lose 2 pounds, it's going to help you build a little bit of muscle with some of those workouts. But click over 40. Go to over40alpha.com. It's $1. Start today or after you listen to this podcast. $1, because we also include ab and core, which is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about core training. Core training for the man over 40 and why it's extremely important for you to include core training, specific core training. Because yes, of course, in warm-ups, if you have a proper trainer or if you're following up a good warm-up sequence, you'll have activation, you'll have corrective, you'll have mobility, you'll have a myofascia, you'll have CNS, you'll have some core work, you'll have some movement specific within, but that's not like core training. And yes, of course, if you're so blessed to have a great program or you're so blessed to have a great trainer, depending on who the trainer is, and if they know how to do core training properly, then you may be getting some core training after your sessions or after a class, but usually it's abs. So you're still really not hitting the core the way it should be. And so, being a certified core conditioning specialist, having created a very popular, very well-received four core training program, first for fighters, which the fighter community about 5 or 6 years ago when I launched this went crazy over. Then that same program, kind of like transferred over to the regular fitness junkie. And then my over 40 core training bodyweight edition that were with follow along workouts, it's all there. So, I've done the work to understand what we need to be focusing on when we're focusing on core training. And it's not just planks, because I mentioned before, as we get older, it's very, very important that it's not just about, there's so much when we're getting older, right? We've got to lose weight depending on who you are. You got to lose weight, got to get rid of that belly fat, got to naturally increase testosterone, got to balance your hormones. You've got to focus on stress, right? Maybe you're having sleep issues. You got to focus on stress and keeping stress at bay. And then we got to try to build muscle, right? We have to build muscle because we're naturally losing muscle. The muscle is so important for our health. Like, it's not even a question. Like, muscle is not even a question. That's why you probably notice that a lot of my workouts now are all metabolic resistance training, mostly metabolic resistance training. Like, I have a ton of body weight, and body weight's great, and body weight is important, and body weight's important for learning the movement patterns that we're going to use, that you're going to need when you have a loaded weight. So yeah, body weight's important. And I love body weight. I mean, you can do it anywhere, anytime. Like, don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. But as we're getting older, we've got to learn how to implement weight training, resistance training, whether it's with dumbbells. I like to focus dumbbells, resistance bands, maybe a weight vest. I'm slowly coming back into more, adding some barbells, but it's not, barbells are very difficult because not everyone can have a barbell, but everyone can have a dumbbell, specifically if you're getting them from Kettlebell Kings, the Living Fit dumbbells that you can get from kettlebellkings.com. It's you can grab them. You can build your own home gym, which is basically what I have here. What Angela and I have built. We don't even have a gym. We don't even have a gym. I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent here, but for those of you who are listening, maybe there's a producer listening. But like, I pitched a show. I didn't pitch a show to like a team. I pitched a show to a friend, and he's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. And unfortunately, when I pitched it to him, it was the wrong time. because it wasn't the time. Like, it would have been like 2 years prior would have been a better time. But if you're listening, we are still interested in a TV show that helps literally three of us, me, Clark Bartram, I'm throwing Clark's name out there without even asking him, and Angela Roberts. We go across Canada and the US or North America, and we build people's home gym. We build people's home gym. We have the personality. Come on. We have the expertise. And it's different types of gyms. Like, it's not just like the general like gym. It's like, you know, maybe there's a CrossFit guy or girl and they want a CrossFit gym. Maybe there's someone who wants like a Ninja Warrior type thing. Like, there's different types of gyms, different types of houses, different types of places to build them. Man, that'd be awesome, because I truly, truly believe that we all need to start building our own home gym, because we never know if something of a shutdown or anything else could happen ever again. But also, we want to be able to train when we have time to train. We don't want to be able to train when we have to get to the gym or we're tired. You know how many times Angela and I have just literally like gone downstairs and worked out, or I will be on the bike doing sprints and she'll be here and then we'll flip, or we're outside. Like, it's so easy. I'm telling you, my best body was in 2 years ago. It was two years ago. 52. When I was 52 and I created the metabolic muscle program, I literally created that program aside from shooting the actual workouts right out there on my patio and in here. Cause I do the workouts before I go and shoot the workouts. Anyways, I'm on a tangent. Core training. I don't even know where I was going on that. I need my brother. Sometimes when I do these our hangouts, my brother's get me back in focus. But we need to train our cores, because like I said, So the resistance training, building muscle, losing fat, getting rid of all that excess body fat, increased health. That's key for us. But at the center of all of this, It's core training, right? Because core, when we have a strong core, and I'll talk about what that means when I say the core and explain what it is, our core is responsible pretty much for everything when it comes to protecting our spine, allowing us to move in certain movements or anti-movements. And, for something that's so, so important, when you have a weak core, you're going to increase your chances of injury. You're going to increase the lower back. You're going to have, aside from the fact that by the time we reach our age, in our 40s, 50s, 60s, we already have, our alignment's off, our body's not aligned properly. We probably have older injuries that now start to become more chronic. We start moving in really weird position. Like, really, we have weird walking gaits and we start to move weird because we're protecting ourselves from either injuries or pain. The fact that we're not strong anymore, right? We're losing our strength, we're losing our muscle. And so if we want to increase overall strength, if we want to build muscle faster, if we want to enhance our mobility, if we want to protect ourselves from injuries, then we're going to need to focus on having a strong core. Like, a strong core. So you're asking, okay, well, yeah, I mean, I do. Probably saying, hey, Funk, I do planks. I do that at the gym with my wife. We do planks. In order for you to understand why the core is so strong, let's talk about a little bit about the anatomy of the core. So first and foremost, you probably know, a lot of times people think the core is just like the six pack, right? Serratus. Let me see if I can kind of show you guys here without like, hold on. I'm going to see if I can, I'm not sure. So like, you have this, I don't even know if I have any serratus muscles right there, serrates along here. You've got the rectus abdominis right down the middle of the abs. My abs aren't really great right now. Rectus abdominal. You have the you know, you have your, you know, you have your obliques, you know, like the transverse abdominal right here, you know, right across here. So it's good for your rotational movement, rectus abdominal. You've got your oblique family. You've got the serratus. You know, you got the iliac here, you know, that little crest that women love. You know, remember when I have a name and it will come to me. Anyways, so most people think about that. That's the core, but that's not the core, right? That's part of it, of course, 100%. I mean, it's part of that of that, and the roles of the abs are important, but the core is much more vast because it's a company of muscles and you know, areas in the body that are responsible for, you know, like stabilizing, right? Mobility, rotating, right? And moving the spine, not twisting, but moving and rotating, and strength, right? Like protecting your spinal column when lifting things or things are over your head or the way you're moving. It's important for your torso. It's important for you know, just sitting up straight, right? Lateral movements, anti-flexion movement, anti-extension movement. So, you know, not sitting here, anti-flexion movements, which we are always in flexion. So many. So it, just thinking that it's just the ab region won't cut it, right? Won't cut it. And I'm not going to say like, oh, you're way wrong. It's just you probably don't even know. So that's why we're doing this. So first we have our inner core muscles, right? So the inner core muscles are like the diaphragm, which obviously regulates our breathing, and you know, and also helps. Well, because the diaphragm is attached to the ribs and spine, it regulates our breathing, right? So that's one part of the inner core. The other part is the pelvic floor. So that's really, that one's a big one. The pelvic floor is a big one because that's like there's a bony ridge right by your pelvis, right at the bottom of your pelvis. You can probably feel it. It supports all those organs, but it's also important when it comes to a lot of our movements, like squatting, you know, anything that has us like kind of sitting down and bending down with our legs spread open, that exposes the pelvic floor. I mean, there's a lot, don't get me wrong, but that's one that comes to my head. That's like, man, if your pelvic floor isn't there, man, it's, you're so weak. Like you feel your testes just like dangling. There's nothing there, and then you can almost feel like someone's punching you right in that area between the testes and your anus. You know what I mean? Like when you don't have that strength, like, oh. But when you're strong, when you have your pelvic floor strong, then allows you to lift more, to be, for your body to send a signal to the brain that, hey, everything's okay. So let's move more weight. Let's move in this specific movement, which you may not have if you didn't have a very strong pelvic floor. Big up to Reg Miller, who even to this day, I still, when I can, wear the lock shorts. These are great shorts that keep the pelvic floor up. Man, amazing, amazing. Anyways, the multifidi, you know, that those are muscles that are in the lower back, and they help guard against spinal joint degradation, which a lot of us may start having, right, or have. The transverse abdominis, I talked about those before. So that's like the transverse is like keeps us upright, right? So sorry about that. So the transverse keeps us upright, stabilizes our body, and keeps the abs tight, right? So that's your inner core. Then we've got the outer core. So first, thinking about the inner core and thinking about the things that I just said, and thinking about like regulating breathing or the diaphragm and the pelvic floor and the multifidi for your lower back and spinal joint degradation, and thinking about the transverse abdominis and, you know, responsible for like keeping us upright and stabilizing our body. How important all of those things that I talked about are. Now let's move to the outer core, because the outer core muscles are muscles you probably know. There are muscles that you were like, oh, I didn't even realize that was part of the core. Things like our lats, you know, those large lats. Our lats are muscles, you know, obviously that run along the core, right? And helps with shoulder adduction, right? and helps with internal rotational movement. But really and truly, that's part of the, obviously the lats. You know the lats as the wings, but that the lats have an important role in our overall core structure. The spinal erectors, right? So these are muscles in the back, like the iliocastalis, the longissimus, and the spinalis, right? All of those run up and down the spinal column. So they protect that spinal column. They're responsible for our posture, responsible for stabilizing, responsible for rotational movements, right? And I may have ripped through those names because I don't say those names often. I know what they are, but I'm not like, so if you're listening to this podcast, the first time you're listening to this podcast, everything I do is backed by research and science, and I put all of that into play. But when I speak to you, I'm not speaking to you like that. I'm not one of those trainers that speak, oh, you've got to get the spinalis and the and your multifidi, and you got to move them here. I don't talk like that because it for me, it doesn't relate to, you don't know this industry, so why would I talk to you like that? And I'm not trying to teach you about that. If you're a trainer, then that may be a little bit different. But if you're just a regular person who just needs to get it done, you don't have time to, I'm not here to help. I'll tell you what we're doing and why we're doing it and what it does. But I'm most likely not going to give you those. There's other guys who do that. And I think that's great. I love that fact that they do that. I'm just not one of them. So don't expect that coming out of my mouth. Anyways, the glute complex, but that doesn't mean, because I don't speak like that or others don't speak like that, that doesn't mean they know what they're talking about. It just means that I'm trying to speak to you in more layperson's terms so that you can digest it and apply it, right? Faster than trying to think about, what was that word he just said that he just fucking fumbled? Long what? Eva Long who? Anyways, the glute complex is another part of the, looking for the time here, another part of our outer core. So the glute complex, you know, the powerful muscles that are on top of the hamstrings and in the hip region. And of course, they'll protect us. They are responsible for extension of the body, internal rotation, external rotation, and just keeping us stabilized, but also the glute complex, when strengthened and when you're able to activate, and when you know when to activate that, will protect our lower back, will help with with strengthening the core. When I say strengthening the core, with stabilizing the core, to the sense that some movements that we do, we can engage our core to mimic a weight belt. And I'll get to that after I finish with these other outer core muscles, like the hip flexors. You know, the hip flexors, the ones that usually hurt the most when you start doing lower ab exercises, right? They're in the front of the hip joints, right? Right, and they're responsible for stabilizing your hips. But a lot of times, because they're muscles, they will take the brunt. If you're not doing an exercise properly, like let's say you're doing leg raises, hanging leg raises, well, you should already have tilted your pelvis, a pelvic tilt, before you even start doing your leg raises. Because by doing your pelvic tilt, push into your pelvis in and starting the movement this way, you're taking away the hip flexors and you're actually putting more focus on your lower ab region, which is what that exercise is all about. When you don't do that, then you're actually using your hip flexors to do the movement, to perform the movement. And it's not a hip flexor movement, it's a lower ab movement. Just to give you some knowledge. Another part of our outer core is the rectus abdominis, right? So that's like the six pack. That's the one right down the middle, right? That's like that deep one, you know, that right in the front of the abdominal wall that kind of separates those abs, but it also keeps our hips up, keeps us upright. It stabilizes our body. It helps us maintain posture, and it helps with flexing the spine. And then, of course, the obliques, up the inner, the outer obliques. They're the oblique cavity in the side that helps with external and internal rotation, but also helps us with anti-lateral flexion as well, which we'll get to. So in general, you're looking at the core being starting from right where the lats are all the way down to the pelvic floor, both in the front and the back, right? So that's a big region for just doing, thinking that just doing planks are going to help strengthen it, right? So we have to really think about, okay, well, now that I understand the depth and breadth of our core, now what do I got to do to make sure that I'm training it, right? Because what, from stabilization to protecting our spine to helping us rotate. So, you know, if we look at it on a daily basis, like, you know, if you have kids or if you have grandkids, you know, picking them up over your head, carrying them around, carrying groceries, picking stuff up from a shelf, moving things at work, if you work in construction, if you work a job where you're always having to push and pull and move things and lift things, you know, you wish you had a lifting belt to protect the back, to make sure that you're lifting properly so that it kind of gives you, oh, wait a minute, because I have this belt on, it automatically helps me to stand upright so that when I'm lifting or moving or doing things, I can do it more with the thought that, hey, my spine's protected, my lower back's protected, and I'm sending a message to the brain that everything else is protected. The reason why I'm talking about that, saying the message to the brain, is a lot of times you have to understand the brain is whenever we feel pain or whenever we're weak, there's a couple of reasons. Obviously, it could be literally being weak, or literally having some type of structural damage to bones or joints or muscles or what have you that cause the pain. But but one of the reasons why this happens, that pain, when you may not have specific structural damage, is because the brain wants to protect you, right? Wants to protect that body. We don't want to feel pain. We don't want to put ourselves in, the brain doesn't want us to feel pain. The brain doesn't want to put us in compromising positions. The brain wants to protect our body. So when we are in a position where we're actually not strong enough, or we haven't engaged the muscles that we need to do a specific movement, or we haven't activated something that we should be activating, whether during the movement or before the movement, sometimes you're sending a message to the brain, or the brain takes that as, oh, funk's not in a good, it's a message saying funk's not in a good situation right now. So I'm going to send him a signal that, hey man, we're not good here, right? So that signal is usually pain, discomfort. That's the signal saying, hey, no. But when you can engage, activate, and send a signal back to your brain that, hey brain, I'm actually good, then the brain goes, oh, okay, we can move. So for instance, if I was to do push-ups, okay, if I was just to do regular push-ups, not like just literally get to the ground and do push-ups, and I do 3 push-ups, and all of a sudden my shoulder starts hurting, right? So my shoulders are hurting. I'm like, okay, I better stop doing these push-ups. My shoulder just started hurting for some reason. I don't know why my shoulder would hurt to begin with. But then I do push-ups where, okay, let me first get into the push-up position. Let me engage my abs, right? So that means, like, when I say engage your abs or tighten your abs, core tight, that means that pretend I'm about to punch you in the stomach as hard as possible. I'm about to kick you in the stomach as hard as possible. You're going to brace. You're not going to hold your breath. You're going to brace. Like, I'm bracing right now, but I can still talk to you. So for the entire time I'm doing this, I'm going to have my abs braced and show you that I can still talk, I can still breathe, but my abs are braced. Now my abs are braced when I'm up. I squeeze my glutes, right? So now I'm protecting, starting to protect the core, right? Starting to protect that region. I may squeeze my quads a little bit just to show. When I'm screwing in my arms into the ground, now I'm really screwing in those arms and pulling my lats down. And now I start to do push-ups again, but I can do 20 push-ups without any pain. Because I just went by doing all of this, I just sent a message to my brain that, oh, Funk's strong. He's in a stable position. He's in that position where, okay, we can let this go. Because when I don't have my glutes, when I don't have my core engaged, when I don't have my hands and shoulders really drilled into the ground, that's a weak position. Like if someone came to me with when I had my glutes, my core engaged, my quads, flexed, and my arms and really screwed into the ground. If someone tried to push me, they probably couldn't push me. Someone tried to kick me over, they couldn't kick me over. But if I was just sitting in a regular push-up position, literally a kid could come and blow and probably push you over, right? So when I talk about core and when I talk about the ability to strengthen your core through specific movements and anti-movements, this is also going to help you with other movements that you do, because you'll be able to engage that core. You'll be able to engage something that's strong. You'll also understand that when you're doing specific movements or anti-movements, these are the muscles that should be turned on. These are the muscles that should be engaged. These are the muscles that should be or should not be working in order to send that exact same message to the brain going, hey man, we can do this. I can do a one-arm push-up because I'm strong in, with anti-lateral flexion. I've trained so much that my body's not going to dip down and fall because I've trained in that position to allow my body not to anti-lateral flex, which we're going to talk about right now. Because when we're training our core, it's more than just it's more than just doing planks. So hopefully by this time, let me just recap quickly. Talked about why, as we get older, specifically for us guys, we need the core. I'm going to tell you just one thing, and I want you to think about this as we go on. If you're a golfer, specifically if you're a golfer, this summer and spring, if you want to golf, listen up very, very closely. This programming and this programming that I'm talking about in this core and how to train the core is going to be so huge for you. And when I say, I've been doing things lately that I always say, I'm going to show you something that's life-changing. And every time sometimes people just throw that out. Oh, yeah, whatever. Literally, now when I say that, usually when I show something to somebody, it's like, oh, my God, that was literally life-changing. I can't believe you just showed me that, or you just did that, or you just, you know what I mean? So what I'm telling you right now is going to be life-changing, because when I say life-changing, when you step on that golf course and you now can, your rotational power is powerful, you bringing back that club and stopping it and still feeling, wow, man, my back's not hurting, I've got way more better rotation in my swing, I'm able to walk for all 18 holes without really feeling like my back and my knees and everything are hurting. I've learned how to engage my glutes when I need to. Man, it's going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be life-changing. So if you're a golfer, also if you are playing any sports throughout this summer, this is going to be key. And of course, for everyone else. But I'm just thinking, like, for those, who's going to really, if you're getting back into jiu-jitsu or MMA or Muay Thai, or you're playing basketball or baseball, any rotational sports, football, baseball, anything that you throw, kick, soccer, listen up. Because we talked about what the core is. We talked about, what the core is. We talked about why we have to strengthen the core. Now let's talk about how we do that. And then again, if for any regular man over 40, if you don't want but lower back injuries, knee, shoulder, all of these stupid injuries that you're getting, if you want to build muscle, if you want to increase strength, listen up. If you want to have better everyday life, stronger life, if you're working, doing construction or any type of general labor where you have to lift and move, this is going to be beautiful. Moving boxes every day, this is going to be great. Like, this is going to be a game changer, because not only are you going to be able to work better, work pain-free, not come home feeling like you just been went through hell and back, but come home from work going, what's next? Hey, kids. Hey, grandkids. Hey, let's go for a hike. Like, this is unbelievable. Okay. Set it up. Let's hit it. So let's take a look at the type of movements and anti-movements that are important when it comes to core. And there's general ones. First, there's the rotary training. I call it rotary training, which brings anti-rotation and rotation. So obviously the goal for anti-rotation is to resist any rotational forces that are being placed on you, right? Because the transverse abdominis as well as the obliques are the primary rotators. So they will rotate and they will come into heavy play during training. They'll come into heavy play during that swing. But we also have to be able to lock the core down and keep it from rotating. Keep it from external counter forces, right? Stabilizing any type of force towards our body where we need to, that will help us reduce any type of pain or injuries or twisting. That's anti-rotation. So we need to focus on anti-rotational movements, anti-rotational anti-movements, being able to be strong and stable so that in a time where we have to not rotate, we can, right? That's that ability. So for instance, I'm just going to give this one example, probably not doing this exercise, but for a back squat, right? Like you're putting, think about the back squat, the barbell back squat, and putting all of that weight on your back. So now you're holding the back, holding weight on the back. See how I just did that? Three plates aside on your back, stepping out of the cage. You think the goal here is to set your body up so it doesn't rotate. Anti-rotation, strong. You've got a force on you that wants you to tilt, that wants you to rotate, right? And if you haven't put the sleeves on properly and the weights start to fall, then that's where all that rotation comes in. When you're stepping back, all of those things, you got to protect the lower back. So that's a big, big example of where anti-rotation will come in. There's so many more, but that's just one. And then rotating, like rotary movements, being powerful in rotation and then being able to bring it back and stop, right? Throwing a punch and being able to bring it back and stop. That's why those lats are important, right? Rotating at the hips, well, starting from the ground. You can't see this if you're listening, but I've got my hand up, I'm throwing a straight left, rotating at the hips, hitting my target, and then retracting using the lats, part of the core, and then stopping. Because what happens with the rotation to anti-rotation or the rotation is, the stronger your lats are, the more power you're going to be able to generate. So yes, of course, hips. Yes, of course, you know, the technique. But when it comes down to the very final, like, okay, these three people have the exact same, you know, hip mobility, core strength. When it comes down to the, you know, final thing, whether it's throwing a ball, whether it's throwing a punch, whether it's shooting a hockey puck, whether it's whether it's like in golf, the one who has the strongest lats is the one who's sending a message to the brain that, hey, we can throw with awesome power because I'm going to be able to retract that fast and stable with stability and retract it so I can throw harder. Because obviously, if you're throwing hard and you can't retract it and you're leaving yourself out and it takes time, your body's only going to throw. You're sending a message to the brain, go, hey, I'm not in a good position because I'm not powerful enough. I'm not strong enough. My lats aren't strong enough to pull it back. So if I go too hard, I'm going to over-rotate and put and start twisting and put my body into a bad position. So, pro tip, if you play a sport that rotation is one of the key things, do pull-ups, wide pull-ups. You see a lot of the hockey players with the guys who have like the fastest, hardest slap shots, and you know, I don't know, well, punchers, I don't know if they've done work with that, but generally it's the lats. But of course, it's everything else. But I'm just saying at the very end. Anyways, anti-rotation, rotation. So rotary stuff, you know, anti-rotation, you can do that, you know, with the Palloff press is a good one. Resistance band, I used to do this all the time in my training with my fighters class. You know, I would put the resistance band, pull it, hold. And then you can move it over, you know, you can do so many things with that. You can change the levels of your resistance band hold. You can change the base from like a lunge to two knees. And then obviously for rotary, you can take that same Palloff press and now do rotations, right? Full body rotations, making sure you're rotating from the spine. You can do ball throws for that rotation. So there's different things. So rotary training, which includes anti-rotation and rotation. Then there's anti-flexion, right? Anti-flexion. So we're already in flexion. Most of the time we're already in flexion, right? We want to be able to stay upright. So in anti-flexion, the goal is to resist flexion and keep that spinal column straight, regardless of what force is acting against you, regardless of what's pulling you. Something's pulling you. No. Stay strong, stay strong, stay strong, stay up, stay strong, right? Like, let's say you're doing tug of war. If I'm doing a tug of war and I see this guy doing, the front person doing this, it's over. Because all I have to do is sit now and keep my, and not have flexion, keep the core tight and pull using the lats, using my legs, and not even extending back, but leaning back, keeping the spinal cord nice and strong. As soon as you see that break in that anti-flexion break, it's on. For those of you who are professional tug-of-war folks. But yeah, this is, again, with anti-flexion, you're going to get great stability. You're going to make it, you know, you're just going to have way better stability. For athletes, it's going to be a lot difficult, more difficult for people to take you down, you know. And then also, when you're doing your workout and you want anti-flexion, you want to keep that back in a neutral position. You want to squeeze the glutes to keep those hips stabilized so that, you know what I mean? Because when you have weak glutes, it's going to be very difficult to resist flexion. So when your glutes are weak, it's going to be difficult to resist flexion. So that's why the glutes are part of the core complex. Glutes are super important for any man or woman to train. Glutes are pretty much the second biggest muscle group. The quads are first, glutes second, strongest. So You want to do anything that like planking or plank variations, anything that's going to like back extensions are good. Like obviously not extending the back, but the exercise. So anti-flexion, it's right away. You can train anti-flexion just on a daily basis. Not, you know. The next type of training you would be doing is anti-extension or anti-lateral extension, right? So anti-extension, anti-lateral extension. So anything to do with like extending now. Before we were talking about flexion, now we're doing extension. So again, this is really to avoid hyperextension, because when you hyperextend, you're going to lose your power. You're going to lose your strength. You're going to put your lower back in a very compromising position, and your spine in a compromising position. So, and also anti-lateral flexion as well. So anti-lateral flexion means So we know anti-extension, right? We know that we don't want to be hyperextending. Anti-lateral flexion is when we don't want any side bending, specifically through the lumbar. Because the goal here is creating a core that can withstand anything, maintaining it tight, maintain rigid, and maintain an upright position. That's what you want your core to be able to do. We want to always be able to, in a drop of a dime, have a strong, powerful, bulletproof, tight, rigid, upright physique. Lifting things off the ground, carrying things. It's where you're carrying, right? So if you want to, you know, do anything that will train anti-side lateral flexion, it would be carries, right? Anything with anti-extension, right? Like stability ball rollouts, or that rollout, you know, you know what I'm talking about, the rollout machine, the ab roller machine. Oh my God. The ab roller machine, right? Because when you're doing the ab roller machine, a lot of times people will extend their back to try to keep to go as far as possible, but you don't want to do that. You can do that on a stability ball. There's so many different ways. And then of course, you know, farmer's walks, side planks, carries, which are farmer's walks, all of those types, side plank variations are a way to train anti-lateral flexion, right? Or side bending. That's why this exercise here, I have a video of me doing this exercise, and I throw the dumbbell down and say, never do that exercise. Unless it's sports specific, which I'm not sure what sport would, but I'm sure there are sports that you would need to, but anyways. Finally, we want to do things that will focus on hip flexion and focus on just all out stability, ab and core stability, right? So hip flexion would be things like, remember when I say hip flexion, we don't want the hip flexors to come into play. We want hip flexion. So we want to flex at the hips to enable us to do things like bringing our legs up. But in order to do that, we have to shift the lower back with that pelvic tilt before we start doing things, so that we keep our posture straight, our spine straight, where we're still flexing, but we're not using our hip flexors. So like jackknives, like leg raises, you know, any of those type of exercises, hanging leg raises, those things. I see a lot of people swinging when they're doing leg raises. I'm not talking about toes to bar. That's an actual sport exercise. That's actual sport movements. I don't consider it an exercise. I consider it a movement for a sport. What I'm talking about is like hanging leg raises, where you tilt your hip, pelvic tilt first, and then that movement isn't a very big movement. That movement isn't a very big movement. Like if this is my legs, I don't even know how to show it. The range of motion for that movement's not a big range of motion at all. So when training your core, you have to train all of these different movements and anti-movements. You have to train rotation and anti-rotation. You have to train anti-extension, anti-flexion. You have to train anti-side lateral flexion. You have to train hip and hip flexion and core stability and balance and strength. You have to train all of those things. So how the hell do you do that? How the hell do you do all of that while being able to train everything else? Well, it's great because some of the exercises and some of the pieces of equipment that you use will hit the core, like, you know, kettlebell training. You know, obviously we have our own kettlebell course, our own kettlebell certification course. My wife is a queen of kettlebells. You know, just that piece of equipment forces you to learn how to engage your core so that you can lift, grind, you can swing with more power, but you still need to train core specific. And so the way you would break that down, I kind of gave you a little bit of a way to do it, is I call it my four core method, right? Four core method, being able to hit four movement, anti-movements a week, because generally speaking, you're working out four times a week. So at the end of every main workout, you can implement one of these routines after the workout and ensure that you're getting and training all of the elements you need to build a strong core. So like day one, after your workout, you would do rotary training, which would have exercises that would have rotation and anti-rotation. Day two, you would do anti-extension and anti-flexion. So that same day, the workout you do will have routines that are exercises that are anti-extension and anti-flexion. Day three, you would do stability and hip flexion training. So exercises that focus on hip flexion and focus on core stability, core strength. And then finally, you would do anti-lateral flexion movements. So anything that whole day or that whole routine would be things to focus on anti-flexion. And a lot of stuff that I you know, when I created, so that would be the 4 days, right? And I have a program called the Four Core Training. You can get it at over40shred.com/core training over 40. That's what I'll do, core training over 40. Core training over 40, the number 40. Core training over the number 40, obviously one word, all lowercase, over40shred.com/core training over 40. I have in that program, I have a body weight version that you can literally do today. You can grab it and start it. It's 28-day program. So really what it's doing, it's building the foundation of all of these movements and anti-movements to strengthen your core, right? Day one's rotary training. You'll have, you know, plank variations, Russian twists, you know, types of mount climbers. Day two, you've got the, you know, anti-flexion, anti-extension. So dead bugs, walkouts, you know, hip bridge. Day three, you got stability and training. So, you know, body stability training and hip flexion. So, you know, hip thrusts, slight crunches, body plank raises. Day four, you're going to have anti-flexion. So stuff with side laterals, bird dogs, et cetera, that will force you not to flex, anti-flexion. Now, the thing that you're going to learn when you, and you can either create your own program, but aside from just having that, like the 28 day, if you're like a trainer, if you're someone who's aspiring to be a trainer, if you want to take it to the next level, because that's just a 28 day program, this is a 3-phase program that has a ton, a library of exercises, a library of demo videos of each of those exercises, allows you to either create your own, because I understand that not everyone has the tools. So you can create your own, or you can just follow one the example that I put in for each phase. And it gets tougher and tougher, right? It progresses. Obviously, phase one's, I think, is still going to be a little, like if you already did a 28-day challenge, you could probably go to just a phase two. But, I mean, I forgot how awesome this program is. I literally forgot how freaking amazing this program is. But, oh yeah, tons of exercises that hit each day that allows you to build your own, easily build. Or you can just use a sample workout. Totally up to you. But if you're a trainer and you want core training library using, you could literally implement this right now. As a trainer, I'm talking to trainers because I know trainers listen to this podcast, coaches, trainers. You can literally go, oh, perfect. Like, in fact, I have Cassian doing this in Thailand, and I actually sent this to a coach in Thailand who has an MMA gym, and I believe he uses it with his fighters. He's like, this is great. The videos are there. All I have to do is either play the videos or just kind of like, see the videos beforehand and then kind of like just, okay, this is how you do this. This is what you do. It's amazing. It's amazing. And for the regular everyday person, there's a follow along workout program for 28 days right there, teaching you, coaching you, motivating you. And the byproduct of all of this because all of my programs and all the things that I teach you, I want you to be able to implement right away, getting results, results driven. Right? I could go through a whole bunch of exercises, but it won't make sense if you're listening to this. So that's why I go to over40shred.com/core training, over 40, or just join the Brotherhood, because in the Brotherhood program, I ensure that there are ab and core workouts after every single session. Everyone has a Tabata abs in phase 1, 2, 3, because there's 10 Tabata abs. You know, there's core training somewhere in one of the phases. You know, listen, this is what I do, man. I program great. not tooting my own horn, but toot. Thank you. I got that from somebody. Anyways, no, but in all seriousness, you can literally just take this. This is like done for you core training from someone who is certified. Insane. It's insane. Anyways, you guys are awesome. And I hope you enjoyed that. Remember, training your core is going to be so important as we get older. Even if you've never trained core before, even if you have injuries right now that you're trying to like, okay, well, maybe if I focus on some core work. And, you know, because a lot of people are like, oh, they know, oh, yeah, I got to strengthen my core, I got a weak core, and then they don't know what to do. And I don't blame you. Why would you know what to do? Most trainers don't know what to do. Most regular trainers at the gym won't know this. They don't know this. I should literally teach this. They don't know this needs to happen. You do, because you listen to the Over 40 Alpha podcast. And I love you very much. And my brother, remember, if you need core training, because this is core specific episode number 100, over40shred.com/core training over 40. But I advise you not to do that because it's in the bonus pro section anyway. When you join the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood for $1, you'll already get access to that. But you'll also get access to nutrition, workouts, a recovery mindset, a brotherhood of brothers who love each other, who some get tattoos. And, of course, coaching every week with me live, support with our hangouts in the hood every Friday. I answer your questions, and it's specifically designed for you so that you can get rid of these prescription pills that you're on. You can reverse your cholesterol, your high cholesterol, your high blood pressure, your heart defects that you may have from a shitty lifestyle. Lose weight so you're not obese anymore. Eat the foods and exercise the way you do so you're no longer pre-diabetic or have type 2 diabetes. Decrease your chances of getting chronic illnesses as usually they increase, plus lose weight, plus naturally increase your testosterone levels and balance your hormones and get that libido back and get the erectile, erect ED, kick that out the gate and build lean muscle and burn fat and get stronger and more powerful and strengthen your core. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being on with me for episode number 100. I'm going to go to the gym right now. I'm going to train. And I'm going to do a core training finisher after this workout. Thinking of you while this is on. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm the Funkster. And I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. And I'll see you or hear from you or talk to you in the next episode. Get it done. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family,
Please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.